Matty Anson, you must be absolutely delighted with that.
Yeah, very pleased with it. It was a fantastic performance from the lads and a much-needed win. We'd unfortunately crept into the bottom three of the league, but not through poor performances in the last two. We said we're going to go back to how we were last season. Be difficult to beat, and we kept clean sheets in the game against Brackley, who were top of the table, who hadn't been beaten or hadn't dropped points until they played us, and then we had a 0-0 draw against them. Similarly, with Bradford Park Avenue, so we kept another clean sheet. And today, yes, we've won the game, but I'm probably more happy that we kept another clean sheet. That three clean sheets on the trot, difficult to beat again, and. You know, when you don't concede, you're not going to lose games.
No, and it's a good performance against a very physical side in York City, who've just come down last year as well.
Yeah, they're a strong side, and they'll be up there this season. They've got some good players. They've got Football League players. They've got Conference Premier players, and they are a difficult side. But we matched them, and we were very good today. All over the pitch. I can't knock anybody's performance today, and. It was nice that we managed to score a couple of goals, because that's been lacking over the past since the start of the season. So to get goals is good, especially from a striker. A couple of goals from Josh Wilson, he took them both very well. But we created chances. We created more chances in this game, which is obviously more pleasing. And obviously another clean sheet, which is doubly pleasing.
Yeah, you haven't won in six, but did you see enough in this team that this result was coming?
Yeah, I don't get worried. I mean, I keep saying that to the lads. We've had a tough start to the season with the likes of playing full-time teams of Kidderminster, Salford, Harrogate, and York City. We've had a tough start to the season, but we've more than matched every team that we've played against, and. We said we're going to have to go back to how we started to play a little bit too much football, and we got caught out a couple of times and made a couple of too many mistakes. But we went back to being difficult to beat, and that proved us well, and that proved us well last season, and hopefully it'll prove us well from now on in. Three clean sheets is all about us, and having a little bit in attack and nicking a goal is great for us today.
Their manager saying how poor they were, even apologising to fans on the way home. Is that a testament to how good you were today?
Yeah, I mean, to stop York playing and to be the dominant team is obviously testament, because they are a strong side, and they'll be up there. And I keep saying they'll be up there next season. And you know, we showed how strong we are as a team. Yes, you get results where things don't go right, and the fans sometimes get a little bit disappointed with that. But if you know football, you understand that things will turn around if you're playing well and not getting what you deserve. Things will turn in your favour, and today it turned in our favour. You know, I'm not going to get carried away. We've won this game, and we've got another game on Tuesday, and we'll attack that game with the same philosophy and with the same group of lads in there. But they're a little bit more confident than they were, especially four or five games ago. But the last three games, we've really built and built and built.
And Josh Wilson getting a couple of goals, especially that second one, it was a real top finish.
He's a clever footballer. He works tirelessly up front, and he works tirelessly defensively as well, and he was great for us today. He's got a little bit of a niggle, so we'll have to assess how he is over the next 24-48 hours, but hopefully he'll come through that and be available for Tuesday's game.
And the new player coming in from Fleetwood, Nick Horton, in the middle of the pitch, assess his performance.
Outstanding. Listen, we went from a holding midfielder to what's called as number 10. I don't like the number 10. I played there, but I don't like the free roll kind of position. But we wanted him to play as a midfielder, and attacking wise, we wanted him to play in pockets and try and be exciting. And he did that outstandingly. And when we had to take him off second half, because we said, right, we'll consolidate, we've got a 2-0 lead, and we'll put the holding midfielder on now, and it worked for us. So, but he was outstanding today, and a great debut.
And it's a nice relationship you've got there with Fleetwood, then, being able to bring these players in on loan, and obviously them getting their youngsters out playing first team football all the time?
No, it's great for them. We got a great rapport with Fleetwood, and they've been great with us. And we try and, you know, we want to create that relationship and build on it, and players that can come in for us and help us and help them in the same time, because again, it man's football, and hopefully they'll develop, and then when they take them back, unfortunately, when they do take them back, they'll be ready for the first team or knocking on the door of the first team.
Darlington's the next game. They come thick and fast, don't they, in this National League North?
Just a bit.
Again, looking forward to that game. I suppose this is a great confidence booster for that.
Yeah, of course it is. But like I say, the last three games for me have been what we've been about: three clean sheets and we've pride ourselves on that, and we've built. And we'll go into that game against Darlington with full of confidence, because today I thought we were excellent.
And a bit of an initiative by the club: Premier League season ticket holders, Football League season ticket holders get a discount on their gate today, nearly 1,300 on. It was, you know, really good atmosphere in it today.
It is a good atmosphere, and I mean, I've spoke to Nicky Butt and Paul Scholes and people like that, and they say they prefer to come to these games because it's like, it's real. Do you know what I mean? Then the Man United, and I mean, they used to go into the Man United, the big games and what have you. But they say it's real football, and they love the family atmosphere, and that you can speak to people and you're part of it, and that's what it is. And it's good to be part of. We've enjoyed today, and we'll go into the next game on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll get something there.